This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Senate today is scheduled to begin a lengthy debate on using force against Saddam Hussein, but the Senate also is struggling to complete its version of a bill creating a new Department of Homeland Security, and it's wondering which of its two parties will be the majority party 5 weeks from today. NPR's congressional correspondent is David Wellman. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Is there going to be a debate today on Iraq, and why is that even in doubt?
Well, I guess partly because there was supposed to be a debate starting yesterday, and that was postponed. The problem is that they don't have an agreement yet on what that resolution should be. The White House sent a resolution to the Congress almost 2 weeks ago, and that's been worked over. It was revised last week, but it does not seem to be completely satisfactory to especially Senate Democrats. They've been haggling over that language. And in the meantime, other proposals have been popping up. One came out yesterday from Senator Joe Biden, who's the chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and Republican Richard Lugar, who's also on the committee, that proposed that the action against Iraq, a military action, be limited only to eliminating weapons of mass destruction. It also says that more efforts should be made for a multilateral force acting against Iraq. And President Bush said that such a proposal would tie his hands. So the big question is whether a meeting at the White House of top congressional leaders this morning will produce some kind of a compromise for them to go into this debate today.
And if the party leaders in the House and Senate can't agree on language for a resolution?
Well, then it would probably be going back to square one and taking the proposed resolution that the White House sent up 2 weeks ago. And starting with that, both Republicans and Democrats have objected to the broad terms of that resolution, which would allow the president not only to use military force against Iraq, but possibly against other nations in the Middle East. They would have to negotiate on the floor of the Senate, as it were, with amendments coming forward. In fact, Senator Tom Daschle says that he would allow amendments to be introduced even if there is an agreement worked out today, so that there could be quite a bit of lively action on the Senate floor.
Do you assume that whatever form the resolution takes, it will eventually pass?
I think that's a pretty safe assumption, especially in the House, where both Democratic leader Richard Gephardt and, of course, Speaker Dennis Hastert are fully behind the president in his aim to topple Saddam Hussein. The big question, of course, is how broad of support there's going to be in Congress for this. And I think the effort right now is to pull in as many doubting Democrats as possible and get as broad a backing as possible in Congress.
And the Homeland Security bill looks like it's in trouble.
Well, yes. There was another effort yesterday to close off what is now a 4.5-week-old debate on that bill, which is to create this new Department of Homeland Security. It's gotten hung up on the president's insistence that there be a new flexibility in labor laws that would govern the 170,000 new workers in that department. And Democrats have insisted that those workers' rights have to be protected, and they've stood their ground, and things are deadlocked. Daschle says that he intends to interrupt their debate on Homeland Security to talk about the Iraq resolution.
And in New Jersey, Democrats yesterday selected former Senator Frank Lautenberg to replace Robert Torricelli on the November ballot. If the courts let that stand, what are Lautenberg's chances?
Well, of course, if the court lets that stand, there's a possibility that Lautenberg could actually get his name on the ballot instead of Torricelli's name in November to run against Republican Doug Forrester, who was pretty much a political unknown up until he ran against Torricelli. And he is still unknown to many people in the state in terms of his stands, because his campaign has been mostly about why he is a better person to be in the Senate than Robert Torricelli. Lautenberg represented New Jersey already in the Senate. He retired 2 years ago. He has a lot of money. He's 78 years old, but he says he's ready to make another go at it, and his chances look pretty good.
You got about 8 Senate races too close to call. Why all the fuss about New Jersey?
Well, Democrats right now have only 50 seats in the Senate. It's a very, very narrow majority that they have. There are 5 seats that are up for re-election among the Democrats that are being very closely fought, and Torricelli's seat is one of them. And should Democrats lose that seat, then their chances of holding onto control of the Senate would be greatly affected. And they're worried about regime change in Congress as well as in Iraq.
NPR's David Wellman.